compensation by the state of Tennessee is provided by law. Now that is a denial of his opening statement that we had prayed in this motion to ask the court's permission to let us have 40 quarters quarter to let our court. But the law of statutes don't permit that. The statutes of Tennessee do not permit what he said up there, the straw man, to destroy. But the statute of Tennessee do permit, in a case of this kind, where the court has already found the defendant, a person entitled to the representation of the public defender, to, on a motion of the defendant, in such cases, for the court to appoint such a recorder and to control. The statute says this, and it, I congratulate the foresight of whoever wrote it. It never would have occurred to me. But 40-238 provides, quote, the recorder shall be subject to the supervision of the appointing judge in the performance of their duties, including dealings with the parties requesting the transcripts, which contemplates exactly what was prayed for here by statute. Now may it please the court, I may indulge in a statement of facts, because so much facts are stated as a basis for the argument of the distinguished Assistant Attorney General. The facts are also, if reported to me by the Executive Secretary of the Supreme Court, Mr. Blackburn, or Blackwell, Blackburn, I thought it was, although he called it Blackwell.
Mr. Blackwell.
Yes, I knew that. I'm quoting what I wrote down here from him. I talked with Mr. Blackburn before I prepared this motion, may it please the court, and asked if he had ever done any of the things that the statute authorizes him to do in counties that do not have qualified reporters, may it please the court. It is true that the statutes authorize the Executive Secretary of the Supreme Court of the state of Tennessee to provide for this recording equipment, but it, as I recall, and I'm almost certain I'm right, statute says that if that's to be in counties that do not have qualified court reporters living in such counties. Now, the reason for the attaching of that death of the affidavit of the president of the Memphis or Shelby County chapter of certified court reporters, may it please the court, was to establish that in this county, the statutes, with reference to the outlying counties where no court reporters reside, does not obtain. And I say, he gives a statement here in which he affirmatively, not being sworn, but nevertheless, tells the court there's nothing wrong with our electronic recording. I don't know whether that's true or not, and I doubt very seriously if he does. I know that I was a court reporter, but at a time when they didn't have electronic recording. But I also know that the spirit of the statutes of the state of Tennessee, with reference to the distinction between actual, manual, or certified court reporters and electric recording devices, anticipates that in any county where there be such certified court reporters, that they will be used rather than the recording device. Now, Mr. Blackman told me that he had not made any order whatever with reference to Shelby County. He did tell me that the judges had made such order. But he said he had. That doesn't say the judges may do it. I'm sure that I'm able to play according to the rules of the judges. I'm not suggesting that the judges have. Your Honor would know better than I. But that's not the point. The question is, what does the law say? And what does the law contemplate? Does it contemplate that if there be a certified court reporter available in a county on the motion of an indigent defendant,
38 or 39, but I don't have it today. Would the court have that volume in the court's library?
Yes, you can get it if you like.
Sir?
You may send that, but you can get it if you like.
What he writes, and sometimes some of the
things that I read in the papers, and this is no joke or no reflection on anybody, but it's pretty hard to recognize some of the things that you read in the paper as to what happened in the store. So I'm sure that these machines here that are going to be worked by the press, and I think another thing, it'll be a good check against the machines here and as to what was actually happened, if it becomes blurred or anything. I don't have any authority to appoint any series of reporters for you. And I've been at the bar here for 36 years, and I've been on all sides of criminal cases. That's been my main practice in life. And there've been very, very, very few cases in which people got hourly or daily reports from their court reporters. Usually those defendants were very rich, and they were usually in very desperate shape in which to extricate themselves. And I imagine the state would like to have an hourly report.